Suffolk News, Thursday, April 4th, 2013. From ashes rise hope of a new town hall. Firefighters save the shell, but inside is devastated. The burnt-out wreck of Walworth Town Hall could be redeveloped into a new civic centre and council assembly chamber, according to the leader of the council. The suggestion comes just over 2 years after Southwark Council decided to sell off its old town halls in Peckham and Bermondsey to cut costs and raise money. Firefighters managed to save the shell of the Grade II listed landmark from the worst of the blaze last week, but they could not stop the burning roof from falling in on itself and devastating the inside. The loss of the cherished building shocked the Walworth community, but now they are set to consider how it could be used in the future. Describing it as an architect's dream, Councillor Peter John, Southwark Council leader, said he would like to see it become a new civic hub for Southwark, including a council chamber. The building was always going to be an integral part of the regeneration of the Elephant, he said. We were looking at ways in which it could have provided greater public use in the future. This, of course, brings forward our thinking about that by 5 or 10 years, he said. But now, he added, it was important to hear people's views about what they would like to see eventually happen at the site. The council's one-stop shop and the coming museum were both badly damaged in the fire last Monday. Some 750 artefacts from the museum, including 2 sculptures on loan from the British Museum, are still unaccounted for. Though surveyors and fire investigators are still picking through the rubble, and some parts are still too dangerous to enter, a spokesperson for the London Fire Brigade confirmed to the news this week that it was an accidental fire. However, they would not be drawn on the potential cause. Firemen rescued 500 items from one of the exhibitions, which saw them smashing glass cases to retrieve stuffed animals, and 30,000 other exhibits were recovered untouched from the building's storage. All of Newington Library's 40,000 books will have to be removed for cleaning because of smoke and water damage, though the structure of the library was largely unaffected. Walworth locals have now been asked to attend a meeting in St Peter's Church at 7 p.m. tonight to discuss the possible future uses of the building. Councillor John and the Chief Executive Eleanor Kelly will attend to give an update on the clear-up. Local MP Simon Hughes said, I am clear that as far as we can, the current building should be retained, but out of the tragedy of the fire, which thankfully the fire brigade prevented from being a disaster, there are now opportunities to provide potentially even better facilities for our library, museum and other public uses.